Introduction: A Blueprint for Better Dreams by Ed Finn and Catherine Kramer. Welcome to Project Hieroglyph, founded by Neil Stevenson and produced by Arizona State University's Center for Science and the Imagination. Our purpose here is to rekindle grand technological ambitions through the power of storytelling. Audacious projects like the Great Pyramids, the Hoover Dam, or a moon landing didn't just happen by accident. Someone had to imagine them and create a narrative that brought that vision to life for others. They are dreams that became real, not because they were easy, but because they were hard. The editors firmly believe that if we want to create a better future, we need to start with better dreams. Big dreams, infectious, inclusive, optimistic dreams, are the vital first step to catalyzing real change in the world. As it turns out, sometimes that dreamer is a writer of fiction, often science fiction. It all started in 2011. Neil Stevenson was on a panel called Future Tense with ASU's President Michael Crow. Stevenson had recently published Innovation Starvation, his preface to this volume. And on stage, he was talking about how dystopian our visions of the future are, and how we seem to have lost sight of our ability to think and do big stuff. The Apollo program, national infrastructure projects, and the microchip, for example. Crow responded that maybe it's the science fiction writers who are letting us down by failing to conjure up grand, ambitious futures that will inspire us to get out there and make them real. The two began to discuss how we might get science fiction writers actively involved in shaping the future in a persistent, organized way. That conversation launched both the Center for Science and the Imagination and Project Hieroglyph, two initiatives with a shared goal: get people thinking creatively and ambitiously about the future. We see this mission as having two interlocking halves. First, we need to share a broader sense of agency about the future. It's not something people in white coats are cooking up in a lab somewhere. Whether we consciously accept it or not, we are all making choices that shape the future we are creating together. Second, we need to become more comfortable with the tools we have for envisioning that future. The university is a particularly good place to see that imagination is the key to moving forward in every discipline, even though the language of professionalism in many of them forbids or discourages unorthodox thinking. So it is our hope that the center, founded and directed by Ed Finn, becomes a vehicle for radical thought experiments, odd conversations, and mind-blowing prototypes, and most important, a venue in which anyone can take intellectual risks. If the center is the mission control system, Project Hieroglyph is the spacecraft, our first effort to explore the ragged edge of human knowledge and potential. Stevenson assembled a small group of fellow writers interested in taking on the challenge. He also recruited Catherine Kramer, who has edited Year's Best Science Fiction annuals for a decade, and who has expertise in hard science fiction. She joined Finn as co-editor, and together, we broadened the group to the mix of writers in the current volume. We sought a diverse group with a mix of stylistic, political, and technological viewpoints, including several celebrated science fiction authors who have been writing this kind of technically grounded, optimistic, near-future fiction for years. Project Hieroglyph also leverages an incredible network of people ranging from undergraduates to leading technologists, scientists, and visionaries who are ready to think seriously and boldly about the futures we want to realize. While this network includes scientists and engineers working on very real stuff, our brand of imagination does not reject or edge away from its origins in science fiction. Rather, we embrace the power of what science and technology writer Clive Thompson calls the last great literature of ideas to open new doors, to ask difficult questions, and to inspire. A good science fiction story can share an iconic vision with millions of people. Isaac Asimov's Robots Robert Heinlein's rocket ships and William Gibson's cyberspace shaped not just real technologies, but the whole cultural frame around them. Such science fiction stories created a kind of indelible symbol, a hieroglyphic imprint that has endured in popular imagination. This variety and range of approaches is crucial to breaking the mold of the status quo future and exploring the full spectrum of possibility for our species in the next few generations. To explore those possibilities, Project Hieroglyph connects writers with scientists and engineers so they can identify compelling new moonshot ideas.